Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back. B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. Out here for Commanders minicamp. Final day wrapping up today. It's time to get out to the Rood guest hotline. Rood, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. Joining us now from the Washington Post is Nikki Jobvala. You can follow her on Twitter at Nikki, J-H-A-B-V-A-L-A, Nikki Jobvala. Nikki, what's going on?
Not much. You said my name perfectly. That was amazing.
Well, I appreciate that. I try my best. I think it's usually something that a guest deserves. As someone that gets my last name pronounced wrong just about 90% of the time.
I got to ask this question to him. How do you spell your last name?
Me? Hmm? A-L-T-I-Z-E-R.
That's how I thought it was spelled. I'm going to show you how JP spelled your name.
Well, it doesn't surprise me that JP doesn't know what he's doing with that.
Nikki, what do you think happened to Noah Brown yesterday?
Oh, man, I hate speculating on injuries. It's hard to say because I couldn't get a view. I mean, it appeared that there was a collision. I don't know that there was anything nefarious. Some people said he was a cheap shot. I didn't see any of that. I just saw him go down after, you know, making a short catch over the middle. And he sort of limped off the field and then was hunched over on the sideline for a good bit. And then got in the car and was wheeled off. And then as he was getting wheeled off, they, like, went over the bump right before going into the facility. And he screamed in pain. And it's, so I honestly don't know. Like, I was talking to John Kahn about this. It's like, if there's no collision, maybe you think it could be, like, concussion, which would create a whole host of problems for the team if a collision caused that, because it's supposed to be no contact. You know, did he take a cheap shot to, like, the stomach? Did he lose his wind? And, like, I don't know, to be honest. I'm hoping we get more information today.
Another person that I've seen talked about plenty at minicamp is Marshawn Lattimore. I saw that you guys had a chance to catch up with him yesterday. What'd you take away from what he had to say yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, I thought his press conference was actually really great. He was very open about, like, what it was like dealing with the hamstring injury last year, how it made the adjustment to the new team hard, how he felt like he was pressing at times just to show what he could do to prove himself for a new team. So I thought he was open about everything. I thought it was good. He does seem healthier now, and hopefully he can get back to, you know, the way he was a couple years ago.
Yeah, I think for him, confidence plays a major part in the way that he plays. And when you're not healthy, you can't play. And you lack confidence. And I think that you could see that in his game last year.
And he said that. I mean, you could see it definitely, like, on the field. You could see his frustration, obviously, built up with the PIs and everything. But he said even when he watched the tape, like, he looked timid just in, like, the steps he was taking. And you know, that again, I mean, Steven, she would know more, but, like, that to me would show a lack of confidence, not really trusting your leg.
Totally.
So, yeah.
But who has caught your attention out there, Nikki, of all the newer people that are on the team? And who's a person that's been around for a few years that might need to step it up?
I always throw out this caveat that it's 7-on-7. Like, they don't even do full 11-on-11 like a lot of teams during minicamp. It's 7-on-7. So you can only glean so much. And it's no contact. There's supposed to be no contact. I do like Jalen Lane. I think his speed is very – I think it's intriguing, but you got to be able to use that in a game when, you know, people are flying toward you. I think he's interesting. I think there are two Ja'Coris on the team. One's a receiver, one's a running back. I think they're both intriguing. The running back, obviously, being the seventh-round pick, I think both have the skill set to just sort of be that disruptor in the room. And then for the receiving sport, I mean, there's a clear opening now. I mean, Michael Gallup's dealing with a hamstring strain, so I would imagine he'll be okay for training camp. But he hasn't been out here for minicamp and missed, I think, the last day of OTAs.
And now we'll see what's going on with Noah Brown, if anything. But they need, you know, basically a number three, number two, a true number two. Debo's not a true number two in my mind. He's more of he's an exceptional player, but more of a sort of hybrid guy. They need somebody to really step up there. So literally anybody in that room needs to step up.
Talking with Nikki Giovalla here on B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today. So DQ mentioned two second-year guys the other day in his press conference, talking about Ben Sinnott and Jordan McGee. What have you seen out of those guys, and what kind of role do you think they can play this year?
Yeah, Jordan McGee has a chance to take a huge leap, in part because he played so few defensive snaps last season, dealing with injuries and whatnot. And he's getting a lot of reps in minicamp, mostly because, you know, Bobby Wagner, he doesn't need these minicamp reps.
Mm-hmm.
He got an excused absence for day one of minicamp, and, you know, it gives Jordan more time. And he does look more confident out there. I mean, I know AP have also, they've raved about him. They really expect him to take a major leap this year. And Ben Sinnott looks bigger, like thicker. He had that one really nice catch. It was off a beautiful ball from Marcus Mariota, but he does look good. And then I think Quinn has mentioned this a lot, you know, just for the second-year players, there's that confidence, there's that comfort of coming in after knowing the system. You don't feel like you're swimming. You know, you're not trying to learn the new system, like adjust to a new life, a new team, you know, the speed of the pro game. So you do see them at ease a little bit more, and I think it reflects in their game.
When you look at the offensive side of the ball, keeping Cliff Kingsbury and most of that offensive staff intact, how much do you think that helps this team, like you talked about, not feel like you're starting a little bit further down in terms of not starting right on page one, but it feels like for a lot of the guys that are returning, you're maybe a little bit deeper into the offense and you can get some of these newer guys accustomed to things. How much do you think that helps, taking a step and where we saw this offense get to in January versus where we saw it earlier in the year? Like week one in Tampa versus the wild card game was totally different.
Yeah, no, totally. It's huge. I mean, how many young quarterbacks have we seen sort of their careers get off to a slow start if they're not derailed completely because of all the turnover with their play caller or with their quarterback's coach? It happens all the time. I mean, to me, this is a luxury for these guys to have not only their coordinator and their head coach still intact for a second season, but to have their full offensive staff. It's huge. So they can go deeper into the playbook. I mean, Quinn has said it. They didn't use the full playbook last year. So it allows them to do much more, and they'll need that now that there's film on Jaden and everybody else. It's huge.
How important was it, you think, to get all these offensive linemen here and they're having Tunsil in? I think, you know, people, when they start thinking about building around a quarterback, you immediately think receivers and things like that. Hell, if you don't have protection, can't do anything.
Right. No, I think that front five is the second most important positional group, obviously, on the field behind quarterbacks. I think it's big to have them in here. It's only for a brief time, but just to start to build that rapport is huge because that's a one position where you have to play as one. Five guys have to play as one, and it's usually more than five guys because you have to sub in and have it be seamless. So I think it's I think it's of the utmost importance. And you can see them starting to build that. I feel like that group last year, they gelled pretty quickly. It's a group that got along pretty well. And, I mean, I don't think that's atypical in the NFL, but, you know, I do think it's important, especially when they're going to have a few new pieces there, you know, both tackles and then with Coleman moving to left guard. So, yeah, they need a chance to really get going.
How has Debo looked? I've seen some videos making the rounds on social media, and people are having some say about the way that Debo looked out on the field. What has been your observation of Debo?
He looks good. I even took a picture of him and sent it to one of the 49ers writers. Just like, does he look fit and trim to you? Is this like, and they're like, oh yeah, he looks way better. So yeah, I got confirmation that he is in good shape, and he shows it out there. Like, he's fast, like, and he's powerful. That first step, oh my goodness, and he can cut. Like, yeah, it's disgusting, honestly. I'm glad I don't have to defend that.
I think when you look at him, you think receiver, but yeah, he's built like a running back.
He's built like a running back,
and
absolutely.
I think that throws people off.
I mean, he looks like a tank.
Yeah, that's the difference, because he doesn't look like what a receiver typically looks like.
No, right, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, I do think it throws a lot of people off, because the video that's been making the rounds comes from Scott Abraham of ABC7, and it was just a bunch of people were quote tweeting and saying, man, he looks out of shape. And that's interesting, Nikki, that you said that you sent a picture and the 49ers people are like, oh, he looks great.
No.
He's always been bigger than a typical receiver.
He's always been bigger than your, like, I mean, he's not like a willowy, you know, lanky receiver. He's a powerful dude. But yeah. No, he looks in shape to me.
Big time. Defensive side of the football, talking with Nikki Jobvalla here on B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP. Defensive line. I think it's a big year for Johnny Newton to see him take a step forward. What have you seen out of him? Obviously, like you said, no real contact, but what does he look like, and what kind of expectations does this team have for him in year two?
Yeah, it's hard to glean much from that position. They have him doing a lot of individual drills, but he does look good. I think, again, going back to what I was saying about the second-year players, I think there is sort of that comfort and that confidence that comes with knowing, you know, the scheme and where you're supposed to be and everything like that. So I think he has a chance to make a leap. I'm curious to see how they make all the new pieces, not make them all work, but how they fit them all in up front. I mean, they added not just size, but a ton of new faces and a lot on the inside. So how does he sort of fit into that mix? We'll see. But I think just having a full healthy offseason could be huge for him. I mean, he was dealing with two foot surgeries at this time last year.
Do you think they did enough on the defensive line? Like, do you think we're going to see an improved unit?
We'll find out.
Well, and that's what I think is interesting, is like it's all speculation, obviously, at this point. But, you know, people were going into the offseason thinking that's a big area of need, getting pass rush, obviously stopping the run. And their big money acquisition was Javon Kinlaw, which I don't think was entirely popular with the fan base. What do you think about their moves on the defensive line?
I mean, I don't hate them. I was a little surprised that, you know, the length and the money they gave Kinlaw. But I like the moves. And, like, you know, I know there's still that question of will they add a pass rusher? Do they need a pass rusher? But I think they really built up the interior, and I think you can generate a really strong pass rush from the interior. And, like, the thing that I always come back to is, like, they had four first-round picks on the line. It did not work out at all. They were only good when there was three of them in there. And it was, like, intermittent success at best. Mm-hmm. So to have, you know, a star, maybe two stars on the interior, and then I guess more of I don't want to say role players, but veteran guys that know their responsibilities and know how they should play to, you know, benefit the entire line, I think that could be huge. I think they can have a strong line, but until we see it at work, I don't think we'll really have a good sense. I think the joint practices are going to be huge in my mind. They always are.
I think people look at, like, with the Kinlaw thing, they just look at the price. And as JP has broken down many a times, he's a third-tier price range guy for that position. Sure. And people look at it, and they can't forget how much they make compared to what that guy makes. And they, oh, he got too much money. But I don't think they bring him here if they didn't think that they could do something with him, because he was already with coaches on the coaching staff in other places.
Right. I mean, he knows Daryl Tapp, you know, probably better than anybody. AP knows him better than anybody. He drafted him. So, yeah.
When you look at the defense, it feels like Lattimore, if he can get back to playing at the level that we once saw him play at, it sounds like he's feeling much healthier. How good do you think this defense can be?
I mean, to me, they're the X factor. I mean, I thought they started to make progress last season. They got off to a slow start, but once they started, you know, getting some turnovers, they were a little bit better. But there's so many new faces. You don't quite know how that secondary is going to shake out. You don't know how the defensive line shakes out. The only thing that's a constant are Louvu and Wagner.
Yeah.
And they're two very good constants to have. I mean, especially for where this team was in recent years with their linebackers. But we really don't have a clue of how this defense will look, especially because they're going to tweak things. I mean, every team tweaks things to fit their personnel, and at least some, the ones with competent coaches. But to have, you know, a bigger front, they're going to change some things here and there. So, yeah, I think they're a mystery, which they could play to their benefit, too. But, yeah, I think we won't know really much about how they look on that side of the ball until at least joint practices. Maybe not until preseason, although it's limited reps then. And, yeah.
As I look back last year, I think the way that the offense plays and played last year helps the defense, because they ate up a lot of clock, and that put the defense in position to be healthy. I mean, be rested when they went on the football field. And I believe the same thing could help them this year. But if you are got a bigger bunch, they're not going to just get pushed around. And if that bigger bunch can do the things that the coaches expect them to do, now you have something that makes a defense, our offense become more one-dimensional, which I think a defense plays better against.
Yeah. No, I agree with you completely. Totally.
Last one for me, Nikki. When you look at the corner room, what do you think the coaching staff, doesn't necessarily have to be week one, but say we're getting down to playoff time, what do you think their ideal setup is? Like Lattimore on the outside, where does Sandra still line up? Is it Amos on the outside on the other side, or is it Jonathan Jones? How does that all work out?
Hey, it's Lattimore, Amos on the outside, Sandra still on the inside.
Okay. And when do you think – what do you think a timeline would be for Amos? Like, obviously a second-round rookie. You think week one? Wow.
He's good.
I mean, I think he's good. He's good. And, like, I mean, he probably should have been a first-round pick.
Yeah.
Guy from Louisiana, Nikki. So. He's good.
Yeah. I mean
– starting off at Southwest Louisiana now.
Yeah, I think he's a week one starter.
I love that. I love that. Nikki, appreciate the time.
Of course. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
That's the great Nikki Jobvalla. You can follow her on Twitter at Nikki Jobvalla. She does a great job for the Washington Post. Want to continue talking about the Commanders next. Who is the Commanders' most important player this season, obviously other than five? Outside of Jaden Daniels, who's the Commanders' most important player? We'll talk about it next here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Like, welcome back, B. Mitch and Finley. Toby Altizer in for JP today. I really like that answer from Nikki talking about Trey Amos thinking that he could end up starting week one. If that's the case, B. Mitch, and you've got a trio of
that's why you draft them.
Lattimore, Amos, Sam Ristill. Because I think Sam Ristill, like, we were talking the
Sam
break.
Sam Ristill played way
Sam
better
Ristill
last year.
Is a dog. But could you imagine him back in the slot where he can play the run a little bit more? He can be a little. He can be used as a blitz tool.
Yep.
He could be incredible.
He
this
can
season.
Do whatever. All right. The thing about him is he's a student of the game, but I think he's not given enough credit for how well he did play. Early on, yes, he was finding his feeling his way, but by the end of the season, he was playing outstanding.
Oh yeah,
at the position
and outside too.
In the game against Detroit, listen to me. You watch the whole, watch the play from start to finish with Jameson Williams. People tried to act like he was beat. No, no, no. He baited the hell out of him. If he was just sitting, and then right when the ball, the last thing, he just ran in and boom. It wasn't like he had to make a spectacular play. He knew, former receiver. He read the ball.
Yeah.
He tracked the ball better than Jameson Williams did because he was trying to go to the back of the end zone and just wait for the drop. The ball was falling short. And now I think Mikey knew that the whole time.
Yeah, he's incredible. And he's going to be one of the guys that I think you could throw in the answer of this question that we have. Who's going to be the most important commander outside of Jaden Daniels this upcoming season? You'd like to hop in, feel free, 800-636-1067 on the listener lines. Most important player outside of Jaden Daniels. I think there's a couple ways you can go with this. I think one of the guys that I would go with here, B. Mitch, I think – on the offensive line, it's part of why you traded for him. I think it opens up a lot because you're able now to help some of the guys on the rest of the offensive line. It maybe opens up the playbook a little bit more. But Laremy Tunsil, a left tackle that allows you to go one-on-one on that side, and you don't. Jaden doesn't have to worry about his blind side. You don't have to chip over there. You don't have to help out. And there are some demons in this division for pass rushers. If you can find ways that he can go one-on-one with Parsons, if Parsons is on that side, you don't have to help, or whoever it may be, you've got some really good pass rushers in this division. And if you've got a stud left tackle, it frees up so much of your offense by not having to constantly chip like they did last year.
I was immediately thinking Laremy Tunsil, and I agree with you on that because you want your quarterback not to worry about that by his blind side. And if Jaden can just eliminate that and do whatever else he needs to do, you make him even better. And anybody that makes that dude better, they're vitally important to me. You know what I'm saying? When you have a quarterback of his caliber, I go with the offensive lineman or anybody else on the offensive line. Because I watched last year how our offense made our defense better and more efficient. Because our offense would go out there and get 8-minute, 10-minute, 12-minute drives, touchdown. That team comes on the field, you know what they're doing? They're tossing it. So the defense was able to, they know that they're not running the ball. So they play more of a pass offense They're playing against a pass defense to combat their offense, and they were more effective with it. And they, the fact that people were throwing a lot on them, look how good they were overall.
Yeah.
You know, people sit here and act like we were horrible on defense. We weren't horrible because your offense puts so much stress and pressure on a coordinator on the other side that he cannot call his whole playbook. He calls a certain side of it. And any defensive coordinator in the world will tell you, if you're only calling offensive running plays or passing plays, it's easy for me to stop you. But when I don't know what you're running and you can do anything, it's a problem. But I'm going to go with the offensive line, but Larry Mantell is also leading the way.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in on the listener lines. I think on the defensive side of the ball, B-Mitch, for me, I think we were talking about it with Nikki. I think he's the linchpin of how good this defense can be. It's Marshawn Lattimore. Like, if you've got a true number one that you can stick on, again, just like there's great pass rushers in this division, there's great receivers. If you've got somebody that you can leave one-on-one and trust with CeeDee Lamb, you got someone that you can trust with A.J. Brown, it totally changes how you play defense.
And
I think you saw that from them last year. I think they started to try to change how they wanted to play, but then they realized Lattimore wasn't the same Lattimore. But when you have a guy that you can just leave over there, it's – So I come back to this example all the time. It's a different sport, but it was something that kind of opened my eyes a little bit to how impactful sometimes guys can be. So when I was in Milwaukee, B-Mitch, they went on their NBA Finals run. They had P.J. Tucker, who they traded for, and they were facing Kevin Durant in, I think, the conference semifinals. And P.J. Tucker was guarding Kevin Durant, and Durant would get his.
Yep.
Durant would go out there and score 35. But the whole point of his defense was you're never going to have to help off of anybody else.
Yeah.
Right? And so I think having a guy like Lattimore, even if he's lined up on A.J. Brown and A.J. Brown still goes 3-4 catches, 50, 60 yards, if you don't have to roll safety coverage over the top, if you don't have to allocate extra resources to slow down A.J. Brown, that helps with the rest of your defense, even if he still gets a little bit of his.
Yeah, because you're not going to completely stop no very good receiver, not in this league. Not the way the rules are set up.
Exactly.
But if you can just make it to where instead of them going to him 8 times, they go to him 3 times.
Mm-hmm.
Because a receiver that's covered or closely covered, quarterback moves off of him. And if Marshawn Lattimore is at the level he was in previous years in New Orleans, if he's there and you make Jalen Hurts go away from A.J. Brown and go to somebody else, and that guy you have two people checking him, that's your benefit. You know, so that can help out tremendously. If you got a shutdown corner, a lockdown corner, no, not shutdown, lockdown. Shutdown doesn't happen anymore.
Yeah.
If you got a lockdown corner in your defensive backfield, your defense will be better.
Yeah, and it allows you to play the run a little bit more. Yeah. You can put more people in the box if you need to. It just opens up so much more. So I think on the offensive side, like you said, the offensive line, Laremy Tunsil, defensive side, I think for me it's Lattimore. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Who's the most important commander outside of Jaden Daniels, obviously? Let's get out to line one, Blake in Wilmington. Blake, what's going on?
What's up, guys? I think it's going to be Deebo Samuel. I think when you give up assets for in any year, he immediately becomes your most important player. You know, when you got a quarterback like Jaden and you got this time period – You get a weapon like Deebo, you need him to stay healthy. I think he just automatically becomes your most important player this season. Thank you, guys.
Hi, man.
Yeah, and I think Deebo on
but that. I don't necessarily agree with that. I think Deebo is going to be a important player, but not the most important player.
Yeah, I agree with that, but I think he opens up a lot for this offense.
If Terry still, when Terry signs, I'm going to speak of positivity. When Terry signs and come back in here, he's still your most potent weapon.
Yes.
That makes it easier for Deebo. Then Deebo may be able to pull some people down to help Terry. So those two are working in unison, but I don't know if just because you give up assets for somebody, they become your most important player.
Well, and they gave up more assets for Tunsil. That's
so that's your most important player.
But I think when you look at what he's talking about with Deebo, I think it opens up a little bit of what they're trying to do where I think last year they had – because of the lack of run game in the second half of the year – and they didn't really have a guy that was potent in the screen game. They had a decently effective screen game, but it wasn't great. Mm-hmm. But now having a guy that you feel like you've got to make sure doesn't get off when you throw him a quick bubble screen, I think that's going to open up a little bit of what you're talking about with Terry.
Yeah.
So I think in tandem, those two work together. But I would still say Terry's more important.
Terry, they started to use Terry in the bubble screens last year, and you saw what he did, spit and just went to the house.
Yeah.
Debo, I think, will be more effective in this offense than he was in San Francisco's offense. And my reasoning is this. Everyone looks at him, and they know he's a receiver. But they judge him based off his size. Oh, he's out of shape. No, he's not out of shape. That's his. He's 225 pounds, 220, 225. That's why, and he's only, what, about 6 feet at most. He's built like a running back.
Yeah.
But he's not a running back.
Yeah.
And San Francisco tried to utilize him more as a running back inside the tackles. He's been hit by tackles, DNs, and linebackers. This offense utilizes him on the edges, where he's going to deal with some linebackers, outside linebackers, safeties, and cornerbacks. They don't want to deal with him. And I think that right there is going to help him out more because he has the quickness. He's fast as hell, but he's tougher. I don't care what anybody says. There's been some great cornerbacks in the league. Ain't none of them great tacklers. None of them.
It's true.
Okay, they cover. And they will tell you, I was paid to cover, not tackle. All right? And if he's on the edge dealing one-on-one with them, they're going to have problems trying to stop that dude.
Yeah, and even when you look at linebackers in the modern NFL, he's 220. It's not like linebackers are old that are 250. Like, these linebackers are maybe 10 pounds more than these.
A lot of linebackers are 225 on the edges now.
Yeah.
You know, guys on the inside are playing at 230, 235. But the thing about it is, guys that are built like him and lift like him, okay, they know how to have leverage against those guys on the edges. And I've seen him use a stiff arm, which is a forgotten art. Put that stiff on somebody, they push you forward. So I mean, I'm excited about him and his offense because I know Cliff's chomping at the bit for it.
800-636-1067. Let's get out to Akko in Ohio on line two. What's going on, man?
How you doing? It's Oko.
Oko,
what's up, brother?
Yeah, no problem. I'll go Laramie Tunsil for three reasons. One, obviously, you know, we have a quarterback as good as Jaden Daniels. Number one priority has to be to protect him. Like, if you look at Cincinnati, you know, luckily Joe Burrow, he recovered from his ACL injury, but that's luck, you know, so we don't want that for Jaden. Number two, I think he opens up the playbook. I think we have somebody that can block like Laramie Tunsil. There's just, like, a lot more you can do. He's very athletic and big. And then number three, I'd say just the mentorship. You know, we just drafted a left tackle in Josh Connelly Jr. We assume that he'll get that right tackle spot. We saw what Mariota did for Jaden last year, being that veteran presence, and I think Tunsil can be that for Connelly. So I'll go Laramie Tunsil.
Good stuff,
appreciate
brother.
The phone call. Yeah, and I think, too, you know, I think for the most part people wanted an edge rusher in the draft, but there was some discussion about a running back in the first round, which I don't know how real that was. There was also discussion about a wide receiver, and people wanted some explosive playmaker or something in the offense. And I think the way that they went about it, which shows how mature of an approach Adam Peters has, is they said, look, we don't necessarily need the explosive playmaker. We need to make sure we have protection so we can get it to the playmakers we have.
Yeah, true.
And that's what they did.
You know what can make the playmakers you have explosive? If their line is blocking better and they don't get touched until they're three,
exactly
4 yards
right
down the field. We may have an explosive playmaker on a team that happened to come in the seventh round.
I love that guy,
okay,
too.
Kroski Merritt, he got screwed by the NCAA, didn't get a lot of play. But then when he went where all the stars were of college in the East-West Shrine game, who got the MVP?
Yeah, he did just
who
fine.
Who stood out? So that kid, yes, I know most people, oh, he's a seventh rounder. Don't be fooled by the round someone's drafted. Sometimes you get drafted in a certain round because you went to a certain school. But once you get into training camp, the coaches go, this dude could play. That kid, I think, is going to make a difference throughout this year.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Who's the most important Washington Commander this season outside, of course, the most important Jaden Daniels? We'll continue talking about it next year on The Fan.
Hey, it's Brian Mitchell here. FanDuel is the best place to find all your favorite player props for the NBA Finals that have started up already. And it was a great game last night. And now you can make the smarter play with new performance trends. Want to check out a player's consistency during the playoffs? Or maybe they've been flirting with that potential triple-double. Get the latest stats right inside the app and see who's heating up. And after the tip-off, you can combine live prop bets into a same-game parlay for a chance to win big. If you don't already have FanDuel, it's not too late to get in on the action. You'll get started with $200 in bonus bets if your first $5 bet wins. So just visit FanDuel.com/Brian to join today. Make every moment more with FanDuel, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 106.7 The Fan. You have to be 21 years or older and present in Virginia. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as a non-withdrawable bonus bet, which expires 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way. At the exact same time, like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Welcome back. It is B. Mitch and Finley, Toby Altizer in for JP today. 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We're talking about the Washington Commanders wrapping up minicamp today. But who is the most important commander outside of the obvious number five, the quarterback Jaden Daniels? Who's the most important? We've heard Laremy Tunsil. I talked about Marshawn Lattimore. We've heard Deebo Samuel. What say you? 800-636-1067. Let's get out to Jaime in Manassas. Jaime, what's going on?
What's up, Jaime?
Hey, what's going on, guys? Thank you for taking my call. Hey, I think it's going to be Brian Robinson, to be honest with you. I saw from Brian Robinson at the beginning of the season, the first six, seven games when he was 100% healthy. It was a different Brian Robinson that I saw towards the end of the season. And B-Mitch knows this better than anybody. It's something about being 100% healthy and something about being able to play. And I think we didn't see that explosiveness at the end of the season. And that's the reason that we didn't address the position. I know we drafted a seventh rounder, and the kid has a promising future. But we didn't address the position because this coaching staff believes in Brian Robinson. And I think he's going to be key because now if we have a better defense, we're going to have to be able to protect leads in the fourth quarter, and we don't have to be able to pound the ball and take the air out of the football. And Brian Robinson is going to be a key part of that. So I think he is the most important piece.
All right.
Besides Jaden Daniels. Yeah.
Appreciate it, Jaime.
Stuff there, Jaime.
Yeah, I think it's big because, like you were talking about, B-Bench, they can help out the defensive side of the football by playing ball control.
Yeah.
And if you can have an effective run game, which they really didn't have at the second half of last season, I think that changes things and helps out Jaden even more.
Yeah, when you get more of a running game that's the traditional style, then you don't have to put Jaden in a lot of positions where I think he's learned to protect himself after the first time he got hit.
Yeah.
The injury was a fluke thing. He went down with a guy right on his back, and the guy fell on him. He took a hit in the Tampa game early on, but he didn't take those type of hits the rest of the season. But if you get a thing where you can just hand the ball to your running back and your O-line is blocking better, so that works hand-in-hand, the running game and the offensive line, then your quarterback just does what he needs to do and run when necessary. And if teams begin to try to stop the run and try to cover up the multiple receivers you possibly don't have this year, you turn your back to him, you got a problem on your hands. So all that stuff works hand-in-hand.
800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. Let's get out to Rusty in Delaware. Rusty, what's going on?
Hey, fellas, how you doing today?
Doing good, man.
Doing great, man.
And thanks for taking the call. So my guy is Mr. Badass, Tyler Biadasz, the man that Jaden's going to stand behind. I think he's so important, obviously. I'm an offensive line guy. But I think when we had Dieter come in last year, there was an obvious step back. And even in the one game, I think it might have been the Saints game when Jaden was mic'd up. Maybe it was the Falcons game. Either way, I remember Dieter coming over and saying, thanks, JD, thanks for getting me right. I mean, he's a backup for a reason, but I think if we don't have Biadasz in there, it's not as good of an offensive line. So, to me, he's the most important player besides five.
Hey, Rusty, appreciate the phone call. Your phone cutting in and out there. But
that center is vitally important.
Big time.
Because he communicates everything. He is the guy that quarterback needs to know the ball going to be right where it's supposed to be. And you got to be – me playing quarterback in college and watching all the quarterbacks with the centers, they have a relationship that everybody else don't have. So that guy is key.
Well, and I think, last year he was banged up for a lot of the season. But I think having him out there to work with this whole unit – you have to be able to work together as one. And so having him out there to be the leader of that unit, I think is going to be massive because there is, to me, there are certain spots that they can have guys fill in. Like once Cosme comes back, you'll kind of have a swing guard in Alec Greddy. You've had a swing tackle in the past with Lucas. He's not here anymore, but Trent Scott's going to kind of, it seems like, fill that mm-hmm. swing tackle role. And that's obviously a downgrade, but you've got guys that you feel like can fill in. When Dieter was in for Biadasz last year, felt like you could tell there was a clear downgrade. So I'm interested to see, with him fully healthy, with that communication up front and improved guys around him, I think suddenly you go from the offensive line being an issue, really since Trent left, to now being a strength of this football team with a great quarterback.
Yeah, and I think, like, he plays guard and center. So you got a guy that can fill in. That's cool. You don't want him to start.
Exactly.
That's a different ball game right there.
Yeah, and I think, the other guy that we haven't really mentioned here, you talked about him a little bit earlier when we mentioned Debo, but it's Terry. Terry is still massive to this football team. I know we've talked plenty about the contract stuff. I think we'd both say that stuff's going to get done, so I'm not all that worried about that. But I think when you look at the role that he's going to play once again for this football team, he's the number one option.
Yeah.
He's the guy that you got to get the football to, and hopefully with the acquisition of a Debo Samuel, hopefully with the improved offensive line, you allow him maybe to unlock a level of his game, maybe even more than we saw last year. I think you saw last year he was a top 10 receiver.
Yeah.
I think you could see him even get better because it took a little bit for him and Jaden to build that chemistry.
Yeah.
They're going to start with that this year.
People got to, and the thing about people have to be concerned about Debo, that opens it up even more for him. I look at those two now, and they're built differently. Terry and Debo reminds me a lot of Art Monk and Ricky Sanders. Gary Clark. Debo and Gary Clark, not same size at all, but they have the same mentality. Gary was a maniac on the football field, and he believes he could do everything. That's Debo's mindset. Art knew he could do everything, like Terry, and they just went out and did it. They didn't say one word. So that's what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
Those guys, they'll feed off each other too because – Terry is the most competitive dude I've seen in my life. Don't say a word. But once somebody talked trash to him, he steps up and shuts you the hell up. So I'm looking forward to it. Those two guys together could be a problem.
Yeah, and I like their skill sets to work with each other.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not as high on Debo as a lot of fans are, but I still think he's going to have a big impact because I think even the threat of Debo has an impact for this offense, even if he doesn't have the ball in his hands.
You have to adjust your thought process of what Debo is. When people start thinking about Debo, they look at these other receivers, these route runners doing this and that. Debo does everything for you. So you got to look at him more as a Swiss Army knife. Where this guy can do multiple things, so you don't judge him just as a receiver. If you just look at him as a route running receiver, you're not going to be impressed. But look at him as an impact player, as a playmaker. That's what he does. And then you begin to understand what he's more about.
We talked a little bit about Marshon Lattimore earlier in the show. It sounds like he's feeling a little bit better. Do you feel more confident in Marshon Lattimore going into this upcoming season? 800-636-1067 if you'd like to hop in. We'll talk about it next here on B. Mitch and Finley.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.